高三英语高考练习九。
1. Listening comprehension. Section A. Directions. In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. The conversations and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a conversation and the question about it, read the 4 possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard. 1. How is your trip to your hometown?
It's not a town anymore, you know, but a small city, different from what it had been 10 years ago.
Question: Where did the man go?
Two. Hi, Jane. You were late for school today, but you took off early in the morning, right?
It's really a shame. At the bus stop, people waited in orderly lines, but as soon as the bus pulled up, the line broke up.
Question: Why was the girl late for school in the morning?
Three. Dr. Smith is an economist. He just finished writing a book on international trade.
Oh, that's my field too. I work for the United Nations.
Question: What does the man do? Four. How can we make the garden more appealing in such warm, sunny days?
I think that if we line up benches in the garden, we can achieve quite a seating capacity.
Question: What is likely to happen next? 5. I thought we had to be at the restaurant by 7:30 for the surprise party. We'll never make it there with all this evening traffic.
Sure, we will. Rush hour is almost over. Anyway, the party starts at 8 o'clock, but I do need help with directions. Can you call the restaurant and ask them where we park our car?
Question: When did the party begin?
6. What did you say? Can you repeat that, please? Did you say to pick up ink for the printer? Sorry, the phone is cutting out.
Can you hear me now? No, I need more computer paper. Listen, I'll text you exactly what I need. Thanks. Talk to you later.
Question: What does the woman really need? 7. Hello, I'd like to report a car accident near the post office on Charles Street. It looks like a man is hurt.
Thank you. We'll send an ambulance and a police car right away.
Question: Where did this conversation probably happen? 8. Your package is about £5. If you send it express, it will get there in 3 days. I mean, by Saturday. Or you can send it priority, and it will get there tomorrow.
Saturday is fine. How much will that be?
Question: What day is today? 9. I'm glad my physics exam is over. How about you? How'd your presentation go?
Oh, it went really well. Thanks for helping with my biology.
Question: What do we learn about the girl?
10. I wish I could go with you. New York City is a magical place. You will have so much fun.
I hope so. I'm going to visit my brother who lives there. I will stay for a week and then take the train down to Washington, D.C.
Question: What do we learn from the talk?
2. Directions. In 2, you will hear 2 short passages and 1 longer conversation, and you will be asked several questions on each of the passages and the conversation. The passages and the conversation will be read twice, but the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, read the 4 possible answers on your paper and decide which one would be the best answer to the questions you have heard. Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following passage.
On July 19, an activity named Experiencing China, Intelligence Makes Future, was launched at Huawei's Beijing Convention and Exhibition Center, EBC. 30 international students from different universities participated in the activity. After the opening ceremony, the students visited Huawei's EBC Exhibition Hall, observing 5G, AI, and other cutting-edge technology demonstrations, and learning about Huawei's technology application perspectives, which left a deep impression on them. One said that it was a really precious opportunity to learn more about the advanced technology in China. In the afternoon, the students first visited the History Museum of Beijing Institute of Technology, learning about the history and the scientific and technological achievements of the university. Established in 1940, Beijing Institute of Technology has greatly contributed towards the development of science and technology throughout the era of New China. Students then visited two innovative technology laboratories, learning how the National Monitoring and Management Platform for New Energy Vehicles operates, and seeing new technological inventions at the Beijing Advanced Innovation Center for Intelligent Robots and Systems. Over the following days, students participated in various science and technology innovation practical courses, lectures, and a Tech for Good workshop, and completed a presentation on the results of the course. Please listen again. On July 19, an activity named Experiencing China, Intelligence Makes Future, was launched at Huawei's Beijing Convention and Exhibition Center, EBC. 30 international students from different universities participated in the activity. After the opening ceremony, the students visited Huawei's EBC Exhibition Hall, observing 5G, AI, and other cutting-edge technology demonstrations, and learning about Huawei's technology application perspectives, which left a deep impression on them. One said that it was a really precious opportunity to learn more about the advanced technology in China. In the afternoon, the students first visited the History Museum of Beijing Institute of Technology, learning about the history and the scientific and technological achievements of the university. Established in 1940, Beijing Institute of Technology has greatly contributed towards the development of science and technology throughout the era of New China. Students then visited two innovative technology laboratories, learning how the National Monitoring and Management Platform for New Energy Vehicles operates, and seeing new technological inventions at the Beijing Advanced Innovation Center for Intelligent Robots and Systems. Over the following days, students participated in various science and technology innovation practical courses, lectures, and a Tech for Good workshop, and completed a presentation on the results of the course. Questions 11. How many international students took part in the activity? Twelve. What did the students do in Huawei's EBC Exhibition Hall? 13. What would the students do as a result of the courses?
14 through 16 are based on the following passage. In a low-rise rental house of less than 20 square meters in the suburbs of Shaoxing, Zhejiang Province, the piled-up waste products and dirty kitchen cookers are mixed up with colorful oil paintings. The author of these paintings is Wei Guangming, born in Anhui in 1972. Wei went to Shaoxing to work for more than 10 years. Besides collecting waste, he realizes his childhood dreams by learning to paint by himself. He gets up at 6 o'clock every day to paint, and following afternoons, in which he collects waste, he comes back to paint joyfully till late at night. he can earn about 3,000 to 4,000 yuan per month by collecting waste, and more than 4,000 yuan per month by selling paintings. His daughter goes to school in his hometown, and most of his income is sent to his family. He is careful with his spending, and most of the remaining money is used to buy paintbrushes and books. With his growing popularity on the internet, his current order is a bit overwhelming. While excited by his success, Wei Guangming says that he's just a student of painting. Please listen again. In a low-rise rental house of less than 20 square meters in the suburbs of Shaoxing, Zhejiang Province, the piled-up waste products and dirty kitchen cookers are mixed up with colorful oil paintings. The author of these paintings is Wei Guangming. Born in Anhui in 1972, Wei went to Shaoxing to work for more than 10 years. Besides collecting waste, he realizes his childhood dreams by learning to paint by himself. He gets up at 6 o'clock every day to paint, and following afternoons in which he collects waste, he comes back to paint joyfully till late at night. He can earn about 3,000 to 4,000 yuan per month by collecting waste, and more than 4,000 yuan per month by selling paintings. His daughter goes to school in his hometown, and most of his income is sent to his family. He is careful with his spending, and most of the remaining money is used to buy paintbrushes and books. With his growing popularity on the internet, his current order is a bit overwhelming. While excited by his success, Wei Guangming says that he's just a student of painting. Questions 14. Who does Wei Guangming live with in Shaoxing? Fifteen. Why does Wei Guangming paint? 16. How much does he earn per month? 17 through 20 are based on the following conversation.
Hey Mike, throw your stuff in the back and ride up front with me.
Okay, Brenda. Thank you for giving me a ride home. I did not want to call my parents because they were at Mimi's Cafe for my aunt's birthday.
Mimi's Cafe. That place has the best burgers in town. The atmosphere is also nice. Good food and a good setting. What more could you ask for? We should eat there.
Yes, that sounds like a good plan.
Do you have any plans set up for the upcoming vacation?
Well, besides going to basketball practices, I will most likely be working.
Oh, working. Did you get a new job or are you still working at Starbucks?
Well, Starbucks was a good first job for me, and I love the people I worked with. However, my work schedule was neither convenient nor easy. My manager would schedule me only during the times when it was most busy, which is in the morning when there is a constant coffee rush. It was definitely very difficult and a conflict to my class schedule.
Well, what are you doing now at your new job?
Well, I'm an administrative assistant for a company called Multimax. I have done a little training, but I do not know what the full job demands. From what I have seen, it is mostly inputting data into the computer and following up on customers' orders.
Oh, that sounds pretty easy. When did you start this new job?
I have been with Multimax since November 1st. Well, what about you? Do you have any plans for break?
Not really. I think I am just going to hang out at home and read some books. I am planning a snowboarding trip, though. You should come if you are not too busy working at your new job.
Oh, that sounds like fun. Who is going and where are you guys going to go snowboarding?
As of right now, my roommates, Jane and Christian, are planning to go. And there are Josh, Alexis and Anne. We are planning to go to Big Bear. I hear that there are pretty good conditions for skiing and snowboarding this season up there.
Yes, that is what I heard as well. The whole trip sounds like fun.
Please listen again. Hey, Mike, throw your stuff in the back and ride up front with me.
Okay, Brenda. Thank you for giving me a ride home. I did not want to call my parents because they were at Mimi's Cafe for my aunt's birthday.
Mimi's Cafe? That place has the best burgers in town. The atmosphere is also nice. Good food and a good setting. What more could you ask for? We should eat there.
Yes, that sounds like a good plan.
Do you have any plans set up for the upcoming vacation?
Well, besides going to basketball practices, I will most likely be working.
Oh, working. Did you get a new job or are you still working at Starbucks?
Well, Starbucks was a good first job for me, and I love the people I worked with. However, my work schedule was neither convenient nor easy. My manager would schedule me only during the times when it was most busy, which is in the morning when there is a constant coffee rush. It was definitely very difficult and a conflict to my class schedule.
Well, what are you doing now at your new job?
Well, I'm an administrative assistant for a company called Multimax. I have done a little training, but I do not know what the full job demands. From what I have seen, it is mostly inputting data into the computer and following up on customers' orders.
Oh, that sounds pretty easy. When did you start this new job?
I have been with Multimax since November 1st. Well, what about you? Do you have any plans for break?
Not really. I think I am just going to hang out at home and read some books. I am planning a snowboarding trip, though. You should come if you are not too busy working at your new job.
Oh, that sounds like fun. Who is going and where are you guys going to go snowboarding?
As of right now, my roommates, Jane and Christian, are planning to go. And there are Josh, Alexis and Anne. We are planning to go to Big Bear. I hear that there are pretty good conditions for skiing and snowboarding this season up there.
Yes, that is what I heard as well. The whole trip sounds like fun.
Questions 17. What were Mike's parents busy with at the moment?
Why didn't Mike work at Starbucks any longer?
19. What is Mike going to do for the vacation?
20. What's Brenda's plan for the vacation?